This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Good morning. My name is Nick Russo from 100.3 The Bull. Thank you for joining us on Eye on Houston. This is our community affairs show. We talk about great organizations here in our area that help our individuals in our area and uplift others. Happy to welcome on to the show Ana Ureña and Jason Jones. Welcome, Ana.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Nick. We're glad to be here.
So Ana and Jason are with the Coalition for Barrier Free Living. And before we go into this great organization, all the things you guys do for the community and who you do, I got to say, Ana and I, we met on set of a play maybe 8 years ago.
Right.
So this is such a crazy interaction to get to see you here in this state.
It is.
So Ana was the main character of a play I was in, and I was kind of the antagonist, I believe is the right word.
Right. I was correct.
I was a bad guy that was jealous of your relationship. Did I get that right?
That's right.
I love it. And Carol, what was her name? The lady who...
Carol Isom. Breathe.
Yeah, that's
was
right.
The name of the play. And it was an amazing time to do it and to work with people like you, Nick. It was a great time.
I love it. And yeah. I love full circle moments. So when you reached out on Instagram and you let me know that you had this great organization, I was grateful to be able to bring you in and help spread the word. So tell me how you got involved with the Coalition for Barrier Free Living.
All right, of course. The disability community is the largest minority group in America. Whether you're born with a disability, have an accident, or simply grow older with new aches, one of these areas will touch your life at some point, or the life of a loved one at some point in your lifetime. The Coalition for Barrier-Free Living, also known as Houston Center for Independent Living, is a non-for-profit that is transforming lives by helping disabled people live more independently. We are in the community regularly disseminating information and resources to persons with disabilities and our senior population about such concerns as housing, skills transition, employment, equipment modification, assistive living technology, and a host of other needs. In addition, we provide opportunities for peer counseling and personal therapeutic counseling. For example, Nick, if you qualify and are in need of a ramp to make your home more accessible, we are the people you call. Any kinds of home modification, vehicle modifications, wheelchair, hearing aids, assistive technology, you can contact our coordinators to apply for benefits and get help in those areas.
So anyone who has a disability that finds challenges in life, whether it's getting, you know, maybe it's getting out of bed or it's getting into the house or out of the car, you're saying that you guys offer services that help alleviate those problems or those challenges.
Correct.
Now, Jason, I want to talk to you real quick. Jason, how did you get involved with the organization, and were you a benefactor of it?
Most definitely. So I will start with this. My name is Jason Jones. I'm the peer outreach specialist with the Coalition for Barrier Free Living, Houston Center for Independent Living. And the way that I got started was by way of volunteering. So I started with one of our satellite centers, which is in Fort Bend, Center for Independent Living in Sugar Land. And I started with them back in October of 2016 as a volunteer. I volunteered for 6 months, being involved in a host of different events, such as events for the holidays, you know, Christmas parties and the like. And then, you know, just really getting to know the disability community from a different scale or a different level. And then I got hired on in April of 2017 as a full-time employee. And as a person with a disability myself, as a person with a visual impairment, to be more specific, it is very important to help people understand their rights as a person with a disability. So that's what really, you know, sparked my passion in terms of getting involved and, you know, making sure that I'm able to make a difference in a positive way for someone else.
I really love that, man, because I think a lot of people sometimes think disability and they think inability, and that's mm-hmm. not necessarily the case. Like, just because someone has a disability doesn't make them not capable of living an independent life. And I think sometimes people can kind of cast that perception onto people, and mm-hmm. they don't realize that a lot of people that are disabled live everyday lives just like anyone else. They get on the bus just the way anyone else does. They go to work just the way anybody else does. And
absolutely.
And there's challenges that, you know, maybe others don't realize they face. So let's say someone is listening right now and they can utilize these services that you guys provide, how do they get in touch with y'all?
Well, the way that they can get, one way they can get into contact with us is by giving us a call at 713-974-4621. Again, that's 713-974-4621. We are open Monday through Thursday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And they can contact any one of our coordinators to help get the process rolling to get signed up with whatever services that they need.
So this is Jason Jones. He's a reach out or to give me the.
I'm the peer outreach specialist.
There we go. For the Coalition of Barrier Free Living. We also have Ana Ureña here with us as well. My name is Nick Russo. You're listening to Eye on Houston. This is our community affairs show where we talk to great people in our community who are doing great things through great organizations. And we like to shine light on the work that they do. The Coalition for Barrier Free Living, if you just join us, they promote the integration of persons with disabilities into communities. So if you know someone who's disabled and they have challenges in their life, they maybe need a ramp to help them get home or get up the ramp or get into their home, or they have any other sort of adjustments that they or modifications they may need. This is a group and organization who can help them do those. Jason, give me a couple other examples that you can think of that you guys have done as a coalition to help others, like other maybe specific examples of someone who is disabled that you guys stepped in.
Sure. So everything depends on the disabilities, because we recognize that everybody is different. Every disability is different, and therefore the needs of that person or those individuals are going to be different. So, for example, if someone wants to sign up with MetroLift, MetroLift is a door-to-door service specifically for people with disabilities in terms of transportation to get around Houston. So if someone wants to sign up, we are here to sign them up with and walk them through the application process. And then if someone is in need of housing, we do have a department specifically dedicated to those with a disability who are homeless. And so a lot of times what we have done is essentially also brought events to our agency. So, for example, we just launched our Lunch and Learn event last week where we inform people with disabilities about the importance of diabetes awareness. And we actually serve a high percentage of consumers with diabetes. So it is so important that we bring those examples to the table and helping people with disabilities understand that, hey, just because you have a disability does not mean that you're less than a person. As a matter of fact, our mission of the coalition states that people have the right to make choices that will affect their lives, a right to take risks, a right to fail, and a right to succeed. So that goes for pretty much everybody across the board, disability or not.
Amen, brother. I love that, man. You're doing God's work, Jason. You really are.
Yes, sir.
It's really special. I didn't even know this organization existed, which is why, you know, I'm so grateful that Ana and my friendship could lead to this. You know, all these years later, we could give you guys a sort of a megaphone for the work that you do. So take me through the process, if you will. Let's say that someone hears that, you know, they've heard this, they heard the phone number, they call you. Who's going to answer that phone call, and how will that process go with that person?
So when that person calls, they're going to come in contact with one of our receptionists at the front desk, and they will direct them to the department of which the services that they're looking for. So let's say if someone wants to sign up for an independent living plan, which is what I like to refer to as a vision board, to help them get the process started, they will go to our independent living core services department to get that ball rolling. And so it all depends on what they're looking for, but the first person of contact will be our receptionist at the front desk.
I love that it's a real person. I think that's super important, because in today's world of kind of automation everywhere, sometimes having someone that can actually hear you, understand you, and help you navigate what you're looking for is really helpful. So
absolutely.
It's really great. Jason Jones, Ana Ureña, they're here with us on Eye on Houston, the Coalition for Barrier-Free Living. They help disabled members of our community overcome the challenges that they may have in their life, whether it's living, finding employment, or modifications to their home or their vehicle or anything else that they may find challenging through their life. Thank you guys for coming on. I really appreciate it. Is there anything that you guys would like to add before we roll out?
Yes. To offer these great resources, Nick, we have available to our region, we need the support and sponsorship from the public. If you're an individual who would like to support our work, please go to our website, hcil.cc, and click donate, and you'll be taken to our current GoFundMe initiative, where you'll be able to donate whatever you can. No amount is too small. If you would like to be a corporate sponsor, you can reach me directly at aurena@hcil.cc, or any contact method to help us make inclusion viable for everyone to live their best life.
Give me that email address one more time, please.
It's going to be A as in Apple, U as in Umbrella, R as in Rainbow, E as in Ecuador, N as in Nectar, A as in Apple, at H as in Harry, C as in Cool, I as in Igloo, L as in Lose, .cc.
Got you down. So we'll also put this information on our website as well. You can find it at thebullhouston.com. We'll also post a link on our Facebook page to share as well so we can get that going through social media. Thank you guys for what you do. Anna, you're amazing. So great to connect with you.
Absolutely.
And Jason, so awesome, man. So well-spoken. I really enjoyed the conversation, brother.
And just one more thing before I go, I would like to leave you guys with a quote, that really brings our services and what we do together. And the quote is simply this. Acknowledge the disability, value the person. Once again, acknowledge the disability, value the person.
Amen. Thank you, Jason, for your time. I appreciate you very much.
No problem, brother. Thank you.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.